Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. Just pray any sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just asked for any sisters listening today that she just has understanding and clarity of how things work in the spirit, and how it's very legalistic. Not our salvation, because we're saved by grace, that she understands the difference between those two, but the way that there's laws that govern the things of the spirit, and that she just understands how things work so that she can navigate through them and understand them and receive the things of the spirit for her protection, her salvation, her safekeeping, and also salvation for and safekeeping of her loved ones. Father, ask all these prayers, Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, this is Romans chapter 13. Okay, starting at verse 1. It says, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that are ordained, I'm sorry, the powers that be are ordained of God." Okay. And then I'm going to go down to verse 4. It says, "For he is a minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is a minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon them that doeth evil." Okay, wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Okay, it's talking about government and things like that, but that scripture is really important. I'm gonna go off for a minute and talk about this, and we'll go back to talking about how to hear the Holy Spirit. The thing is, see, this place is cursed, okay? But God is merciful and keeps it for the great harvest, okay, of souls at the end of the world. And what he does, because he's merciful, okay, this place is owned by Satan, okay? Now, Christ has overruled it, okay, through the cross. Okay, he's taken it back and redeemed us. Okay, this is Luke chapter 4, verse 6 is when Satan's tempting Jesus. It says, "And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory." Well, let me start. I'm sorry, let's go to verse 5. It says, "And the devil taking him up into a high mountain showed him unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and whomsoever I will, I give it." Okay, so he has dominion, okay, over this place. Now, Christ, okay, when he was raised from the dead, okay, took back that authority. Okay, this is Matthew chapter 28. This is after the resurrection. So let's start at verse 18. It says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and earth." Okay, so he's overtaken it, okay, through the cross. Okay, but it's through the cross, so you need to understand that. Okay, it's not, he doesn't, it's through the cross. That's just basically it. Okay, that's how people are going to heaven. That's the way to God. Okay, it's through the cross. He has retaken authority, so he can overrule Satan, but this place still is he's like, but Satan still does have that power. Okay, it's just that Christ has overruled him, and you have a way of escape from that power, which is really important, because otherwise you're going to be a slave to Satan. Okay, because it's his kingdom. Okay, and Christ has overruled him through the cross as a way of escape. However, all those who do not take Christ are still going to be subject. Okay, to that's why people who are not saved have no power over Satan. Okay, they can. They have no ability to cast out a demon. They have no ability, all the things of the spirit. They have no authority. If you want authority over Satan, you have to use the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, so that's how it works. Okay, all of the, because of the fall, this place is subject, and Satan has dominion over it. Very important to understand that. Okay, if you want a way out, go through Jesus. Okay, he is the one that has, he's the only way out of that. Okay, and that's through the cross. Okay, and that's through the gospel. Okay, that's how it works. That's your way of escape. Okay, but it doesn't go to everybody. You have to believe upon Jesus Christ. He's the way. Okay, the truth and the light. He's the way to do that. Now, that's really important because going back to the powers that be. Okay, well, I want to talk to you about the cops. Okay, I want to talk to you about the cops. It's going to become really important in the days to come. Okay, police. Okay, are put in place because of God's mercy. Okay. This is God's mercy. If the Lord didn't put police officers, okay, and governments and things like that in place upon the earth, there you go, okay? Satan's got full reign over this place. And guess what? He hates you, okay? All right? God is merciful. So what he does is he puts these things in place so this place is in a complete and utter and total nightmare, okay? A place of constant torture until you die, in all honesty. Okay, you see this in Job. Okay, Satan goes before the Lord, and he's accusing Job. Okay, saying, you know, Lord, I'm just going to summarize. This is Job chapter 1, where the Lord is saying, "You see my servant, you know, Job." Okay, and he's talking about his good fruit, and Satan replies, "But put forth thine hand now and touch all he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." So he's accusing Job, saying, "No, he doesn't love you. Okay, let me go mess with him. Okay, and you'll see he doesn't love you." And the Lord replies, is verse 12. It says, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand." Okay, so Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. So he has to have to, Satan has to ask for permission for things. Okay, he's governed. He doesn't want to be. That's why he's going to rebel at the end. Okay, he doesn't want to be governed, but God is more powerful than him. Okay, now this is an important thing in pertaining to the cops. Okay, what's going on in the United States, all of this stuff, okay, that they're doing with the police. Okay, where you see people on the, I know not everybody wants that. Okay, I know that the God-fearing people want cops. They know that it's a good thing, okay? No matter what you see on the news and whatever you go, what goes on in the media, okay? You know that cops are there. They're there to govern things, okay? To keep order, law and order, okay? In the United States. But when you see people, massive people cursing the cops, okay? And saying all these things at these protests, and then it's a really big thing, passing all of these horrible laws, okay, handcuffing the cops, okay. What it is Satan's deceiving the people, okay, and really is setting a snare for them, because he's painting this picture of police officers. Which not all police officers, you know, are racist or whatever, are all bad cops. There's absolutely wonderful cops out there, okay. But he's painting this picture because he's deceiving the people. So the people will curse the cops so that the cops will be removed, or at the very, not removed, but it could end up, you know, going that way, though, long term, and be replaced with something else. But at the very least, okay, are going to be rendered ineffective. Okay. And the Lord is going to give this to the people. Okay. He's going to give them, because what they're doing is they're rebelling against him. It says in the Bible, okay, that the laws and the, that the powers that be are ordained of God. Okay. They're rebelling against him. Okay. Against authority. Okay. They're saying, "We don't want you." Okay. Speaking of the Lord, they don't realize that, but that's what they're doing. Okay. When large masses of people say, you know, that cops are this, just all of this, you know, just all of this evil. Okay. Rebelling against a good thing. Okay. Which is law and order in a country, which is very important. Okay. Now, how this pertains to you, my beloved sisters in Christ, is you need to be prepared. You need to develop a strong relationship with the Lord, okay? Because what they're doing is they're cursing the cops. They're also passing all of these evil laws, and the Lord's going to give it to him. He's going to give it to him, okay? And this country is going to be given a police force at the very least that is handcuffed and unable to do anything, Okay. And they're going to see when they get what they ask for that they don't want that. Okay. Because you have a 1-2 combination. Okay. This place is going to be overrun by demons. And then the cops are going to be pretty much useless. Okay. With all these laws that they're passing. Okay. And things like that. Okay. Because they're trying to say, well, I'm going to, you know, you're going to go and have to fight someone who's extremely dangerous. And wants to kill you, okay, 9 times out of 10, probably demon possessed. But you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't protect yourself in any way, shape, or form. No, honesty. Any cop with two brains is going to start to go, okay, this is dangerous. You know, any cop with any, you know, with 2 cents, I'm sorry, not 2 brains, but 2 cents, you know, worth of, you know, wisdom, you know what I mean? You know, or the, you know, they're going to start to, and it's already happening. Police officers are going, this is dangerous. You're not, you know, you're not taking care of us. You know, I need to find another, you know, way to work. There's some that, you know, probably are staying and things like that. But a lot of police officers, okay, they're going to leave. Okay. And once again, this is another part of the judgment of the United States with all of their rebellion and their slander against the cops. Okay. And it's Satan. He's leading these people about, having them do it. Why? So that he can remove their protection that's ordained of God. So he can go right after them. Okay. So you got a 1 + 1 combination, which is going to equal 2. Okay. You got a place filled with demons. Okay. That are going to become extremely active. Then you got, okay, a place that's been cursing the cops, handcuffing them and removing their ability to do their job. Okay. So you're going to have a police force. Okay. That's pretty much just in name only, but in terms of effectiveness, it's going to be, well, they're going to be handcuffed. They're not going to be able to do their job properly. Okay. So 1 + 1 = 2. You got a very dangerous situation there. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this, okay, is because you need to develop right now a relationship with the Lord right now. Okay. Because you need to be prepared. Okay. Just like the food. Okay. If he puts a famine in the land, then you need to, what you usually go to, maybe the grocery stores you usually go to, you need to be prepared for those if they're going to shut down. Okay. You need to have a relationship with God and know how to go to him directly to get what you need during times of judgment. Okay. The things that you're used to, okay, get pulled and removed because God is judging the land. Okay. But he always creates a way of escape for his people. Okay. All right. And you need to start seeking that out and developing that with him right now. Okay. All right. There's always a way of escape for you. And the way of escape for you with these, with the police officers, okay, and with crime and things like that. Number one is walking in the Spirit, letting him govern everything that you do. Okay. But then number two, you need to start really developing a relationship with him in prayer. Okay. If something comes up and he's telling you, don't call the police, just go pray and have faith. I'll take care of you. I've seen this happen so many times. Okay. We had this where a man was, you know, he was demon possessed and wanted to kill my husband. Okay. And the Holy Spirit did not lead me to call the police, and I didn't. Okay. He was threatening him and everything. Okay. He was a neighbor of ours. Okay. He said, just be very quiet. Don't say anything to the man. Okay. Just avoid him. Okay. And pray. And we did, we prayed. And then next thing you know, I'm looking out the window and the guy's moving. It happened really fast. Okay. I think it happened within like maybe a week or two. It was really, really, really fast. I'm looking, I'm like, oh my gosh, that guy's moving already. Okay. And he was gone. That's it. Problem's gone. Okay. Because you need to be prepared for that, because if your faith is in man and in what you see and the Holy Spirit's leading you in a different direction, saying, this is not going to be the way that I protect you anymore. You need to come to me directly and develop that relationship with me in faith. Then what could happen is you're in a situation, the Holy Spirit's saying, don't call the cops, turn to me in prayer. Okay. I'll take care of you and just believe and have faith. And if you don't obey him and you call the cops, just be prepared. The cops may come and you're going to feel really great. Here's the cops. They're going to protect me. And then the cops show up. Oh, whoops. Sorry. We can't do anything. You're like, what? I heard this happen again. Okay. In a situation where someone was living somewhere. Okay. And there's strange laws out there that you have to be aware of. Okay. Where you think I'm going to have protection. You find out, nope. Okay, because what's happening is Satan is passing laws, okay, that provide ways for rebellion, okay? all these laws that you hear being passed in the United States that you go, this is not a good law, this is an evil law. He's doing that on purpose, okay? So that he can render the law ineffective that God has provided for our protection, but the people vote for it because they're going after wickedness, okay? Because, for example, in the state of Georgia, okay, if you have somebody living, okay, under your roof for a certain portion of time, let's say you are a person that wants to take care of somebody, okay? So you say, come, you can stay here with me for a while, okay, while you get yourself together, okay? And they're going through a hard time. But let's say it doesn't go well. That person's rebellious and gives you problems, okay? Their name is not on the lease. Their name is not on the property, okay? They have no... They're not paying anything. You're just helping them, letting them stay there, okay? But let's say that they one day, all of a sudden, you know, start acting, you know, just really inappropriate. And you say, this is a bad situation, and you need to leave. They don't want to leave. You call the cops, say, okay, no, this is my house. You need to leave, okay? I own this place. You need to leave, okay? Or my name is on the lease here. You need to leave. You call the police. That makes sense, right? It's your property. You have authority over your land, okay? You call the police and you say, you know, this person won't leave. I've opened my home to them and I want to take care of them. Guess what? You can't do that. You can't do that. Surprise, surprise, right? Okay. You could be doing it out of the goodness of your heart, saying, I want to take this person in and take care of them and help them and help them get back on their feet. Okay. And you find out, you call the police and you think, okay, they're going to help me. And then the police come. Oh, sorry. We can't do anything. How long has the person been here? Oh, for, you know, a while. Do they have belongings inside of your home? Yeah, they do. You know, I let them stay here. Okay. Have they gotten any mail? Well, yeah, I let them use the mailing address. Okay. Do they have a key? No, they don't have a key. Okay. Well, sorry, we can't have them move. You have to either have them evicted. Okay. And go through this whole long process. And this person could be dangerous. Okay. They have the right to live inside of your house. You have no authority over your house anymore. That's a law here in Georgia and probably other states too. So you need to just be aware, okay, in a situation like that. What do? You turn to prayer. You pray. God's greater than everything. He controls everything. You pray. Please get this person out, okay? And sure enough, it works, okay? It works, okay? The person has the power to do that, okay? Turn them on to something else, okay? Give them some desire to go someplace else, okay, and the person leaves, okay? You need to be aware of that, and you need to start developing that relationship, okay, with the Lord, because you're going to find that just like, you know, grocery stores and, you know, and jobs and things like that are all closing down, you're looking, what am I going to do? The Lord's going to be there. He's going to take care of you, but you need to start learning to go to Him directly, okay? I'll leave it there for today, Father. I just asked for any sister starting her day that she has a fruitful today, abounding in the Spirit and just growing closer to you. Ask all these praise blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.